Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the program. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone from the entertainment world. My guest today is music artist Noah Sugarman. Noah, welcome.
Hey, Simon, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Okay, first question. Do you prefer being called Noah or just Sugarman?
I guess whatever you want to call me. I get called both and any variation off Sugarman that you can imagine. Some kind of filthy X-rated nicknames. As well, now that I think about it. So, how about let's just go with Noah, and we'll just leave all that at that.
I like Noah. Were your, or are your parents biblical folks?
Yeah, they are church-going folks, but my dad reminds me very often that I'm named after his dog that he had named Noah when he was growing up. He reminds me all too often.
Oh, I love it. Now that is a great story. Before we get into your new album, After the Blackout, maybe you could share a little background about yourself. Who is Noah?
All right. Well, started performing when I was about 12. Music just kind of made sense to me, and I have been playing in bands ever since. Including the Sugarman Project is my solo effort, and always has been the primary songwriter. I've done a lot of touring for the last decade. I've had some songs on TV and movies, and that's it. Drive around the country living in a van.
What do you play? Guitar or?
I play guitar live, but I can play anything but a horn, and play as many of the instruments as I can on the album. So this album especially, I played most of the instruments live, just guitar and sing.
Okay. In fact, why don't we try one of the tracks? How do you feel if I was to play Ladders?
I would feel very good. I'd like to add, we just shot and released a video for that song. You can find it on YouTube under Sugarman Ladders, or even if you just type in Noah Sugarman. But yeah, let's do it. That's the title track on the new album.
Okay, well, here it is.
I told you it was heavy, you didn't seem to want to listen. You're the only one I know thinks you're different. Stepping over sidewalk cracks, don't break mama's back again. It was never black or white. Make the same mistake twice, take your own advice.
very nice track. Is there a story behind it?
There is, and hopefully that wasn't too painful for anyone out there. I was thinking about that before I called in, if you were going to ask me the story behind that. Well, it definitely touches on superstitions in general, but I actually had a little tequila-induced incident at my little sister's wedding in Mexico about 4 years ago. I had a run-in with a mirror, and I won. I did beat the mirror, but all of a sudden I started thinking about superstitions and the song happened.
Is that how most of your songs come about? Just out of nowhere?
I would say almost every single song I've ever written. This is the second album, and I've lived through each one of those songs. Something always happens, and then I write about it, and I try to keep it vague enough so people can compare it to their own life or a situation that they're in. A lot of times if someone asks me, hey, is that song about this? And then I say, well, do you think that is what it's about? And they say, yes. And I always say, yes, you're right. That's what it's about.
Right. What's that term? The customer's always right?
Yes, there you go.
I was reading the press release for this new album, and you're being billed in the Americana genre. I'm not sure I really agree. I'm not sure what genre you belong in, but do you see yourself as Americana?
That is a good question. I've had this conversation before. To me, not. It's not quite Americana. I and everyone in my band, at some point or another, has studied jazz or classical on their instruments. So that's a big influence for us. And also, when I was a kid and Nirvana Nevermind came out, not that it's not an amazing album, but, when my peers were listening to that, I was listening to James Brown and old rhythm and blues, and I think that shines through heavy. So, it isn't quite Americana. It's got a little bit of jazz and old rhythm and blues in it.
I'm in total agreement, but, I would never fight with a guest. I wanted you to say it.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
You mentioned other people on the CD. Who else is on the CD?
I played the bass and a lot of the guitar and the piano and a little bit of the drums, but one of my bandmates, Scott Hoblanka, a phenomenal guitar player, is on the album, and my drummer, Kevin Hogel, who's also in the touring band, played all the drum tracks but one, and that's about it. I had a few other guests, but I try to do as much of it myself as I can and just use my immediate bandmates.
Right, and of course that segues nicely into the next question. You're about to head out on tour. It's one thing being in a studio where you can play all the parts.
Sure,
it's a whole different ball game being on stage. What size band will you take on the road?
Sure. We travel as a four-piece, two guitars, bass and drums. Keep it simple, and it's a little more cost-effective. I'd love to have a piano as well and add a fifth guy, but that's just not in the cards right now. But on drums, I have Kevin Hogel. On bass, Dave McClellan. And on guitar, Scott Poblanka. And I play guitar and sing.
And where will... Well, actually, I'll pull back from that question. When is the CD going to be available?
The CD will be officially released on March 12th. You can get it online anywhere, iTunes, and all the million other social network sites that you have to keep up with these days. And we are playing, we're starting to play these songs now, so the album itself is available at our shows and available everywhere on March 12th.
Okay, there's going to be a tour. Where are you going to be playing?
For right now with this new album, we're going to stick to the East Coast and the Midwest, at least for the spring and summer. I would say probably anywhere from New York to Kentucky to Atlanta and everywhere in between.
Do you have a website that has the schedule posted?
Yeah, yes, I do. It is Sugarman, just like it sounds, music.net. And dates are kind of being put up sporadically. You know, we're just getting ready to hit the road now. We haven't left yet for tour. So some of the dates are up, and more will be up in the near future. We're just looking forward to getting back out on the road.
You've had enough of being at home.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. There's been years where we've done 250 days a year on the road, and all you want to do is go home and eat and take a shower. And then you go home and eat and take a shower, and all you want to do is be back on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
How about we play another track?
Sure, let's do that.
Heroes and Heroines? How does that
sure.
one sound?
Oh, that's a very stripped-down acoustic one. We can do
right.
that.
Right. And, oh, I have lots of lovely questions, of course.
Great.
Father taking time to teach your son the rules. Teacher staying late.
just a dream. All the growth, where's the golden rules? Are people more important than a tank that's full? Send them home and into my mind coagulates from bloody junk I see on TV. Heroes and heroines are few and far between. Ain't like a tributary river, go be off to bigger things.
Another very pretty track.
Thank you, Simon.
And I should have warned you before we went on air, mics are live all the time.
Oh, gotcha.
Oops.
Well, I just figured something out, though, when I was talking to one of my bandmates.
What's
you,
that?
Maybe you heard us talking, or maybe you didn't. So instead of Americana, I just kind of realized, because every once in a while I'll throw in one of those songs, like the one we just heard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if jazz and bluegrass had sex, this would be the product of that.
There you go. That's a brand new genre.
Yeah.
And unless I was very much mistaken, that was harmonica.
Yes, that was. That was me.
Oh, you play the harmonica as well?
I do. I can play anything but a horn.
Oh, so you don't drive?
Yeah. My dad's actually a really good harmonica player as well. That's where I learned it.
Are your parents both musical?
They are. My mom sings and plays piano in her church, and she also teaches piano and voice lessons. And it's just a hobby for my dad, but he plays a little bit of acoustic guitar, banjo, and harmonica. We're all from Kentucky. I grew up in Kentucky, so that's where the bluegrass comes from. It's everywhere here.
Right. But if you were to name some musical influences, who would you say?
Sure. The Beatles, if that even needs to be said. Probably the greatest songwriters ever. A little more, but not super obscure, group called Soul Coughing. Mike Doty was the front man for that group. They're not together anymore, but I always loved them. James Brown, the Fits and the Tantrums, kind of a modern band that I'm really into. It's kind of an old 70s soul throwback. But I like a little of everything.
So how did you actually get started? I mean, you know, it's not as if you wake up one morning and say, I'm going to become a grand piano player. You know,
sure.
Sit down and have at it. You know, how did you get started?
I think really what set it off was I took guitar lessons for a little while and caught on quick. And so then when I was 12, I started a band with a bunch of other 12 and 13-year-olds. And my drummer at the time, who he might have been 11, his dad was a drummer that gigged out. So his dad basically acted as a booking agent for us. So at 12 and 13 years old, he had us booked all over town. And we had to leave as soon as we were done playing because we were kids. We weren't even supposed to be in there, but just started gigging out a lot at a really young age. So just kind of thrown into it full speed. It didn't really happen slow. Yeah.
When it comes to composing music, and this is a question I've asked many, many musicians, particularly guitarists. You know, what's your favorite weapon for composition? And I would say that, well, more than half the time they go, well, I use the piano. There's nothing like the keyboard to get things moving along. Then you can translate it to the guitar. Is that the way you work?
I do play piano, but I gotta go acoustic guitar on this one. I kind of just fumble around on it till I find something I like and then start humming a melody line. And lyrics are tougher for me because I don't want to say anything stupid. Or I hope I'm not saying anything stupid. So I really, really sweat over what it's going to be coming out of my mouth. But, yeah, just an acoustic guitar. And that's how probably 99% of my songs start, just me in an acoustic.
All right. Another question I love to ask. Do the words come first, or does the melody come first and the words just fill in?
Almost always melody line. Every once in a while I'll just be driving and some words come to me out of nowhere, but it's normally me just mumbling and finding my melody line and then the right words to fit with it.
As I said, you know, I get very different answers from different people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, some people could write words first or a poem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For me, it's just never really been that way because I stress over syllables and I need my melody line first, and then I can build the words from there.
So you have a melody. How on earth do you find words? You've got to have an idea.
Yeah, it's always a complete accident. I don't think I've ever written a song on purpose. I'd really just start humming, and sometimes I know what I want to write about. Sometimes that comes to me as some words and phrases just flow nice, and sometimes I don't even know what the song's about till it's halfway finished, and then think, well, okay, I have to make it about something at this point.
Do all of your songs tell a story, or are some songs just for fun?
I like them to be for fun, but I just, it's always very subtle, but I'm always writing about something personal. I think I wrote one song, not on this album, but the last album. It's called Stupid Hair. And that's the only song that I think I've ever written that is just complete nonsense and about nothing. So they're always secretly about something.
Right. And what was the name of your last album? Where can people find that?
Sure. The last one is called Art of Starting a Fire. And you can get that on iTunes. Now, that one is under Noah Sugarman. This one, I dropped my first name, and the band is now just called Sugarman. But you can get the old one on our website and on iTunes.
Noah, I'm looking at the countdown clock, and my digital assistant is whining in my ear. We're about to run out of time. I really, really want to thank you for taking part in the program today.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you and the band every success with After the Blackout. And I do hope that you'll keep in touch and let me know how things work out.
That sounds great. I really, really appreciate the opportunity.
Till next time, this is Simon Barrett wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe day. And we'll be back again soon with another episode of The Week in Reviews. Till then, goodbye.